with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The election day only hours away. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he needs his supporters to turn out.
We don't need your money. We don't need anything. Got plenty of money. We got plenty of everything. All we need is a very simple vote. Just go out and vote. And get your friends to vote, too. Bring them along, you know?
Mr. Trump speaking at a campaign rally in Raleigh, North Carolina this morning. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz says voters already talked to voters about bringing down the high cost of food.
When fruit prices were cheaper, what were you getting for a bushel of corn? And they'd say, about $4.10 a bushel. And I said, now that food prices are up, what are you getting for a bushel of corn? About $4.10. That's not where they're taking it. That's not where the money's going to their farmers. What we know is you're paying more for that. They're not getting any more for it. But the phenomenon we've seen is corporate profits are at an all-time high. And that's when we talk price gouging.
Walz spoke at a campaign rally today in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Also at SRNNews.com, Michigan considered one of the seven swing states that could decide the presidential election and part of the so-called blue wall of Rust Belt states considered pivotal for Democrats.
Polls out of Michigan show the state is a toss-up between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Three websites that aggregate battleground state surveys, the Silver Bulletin, 538, and the New York Times, each have Harris leading Trump in the Wolverine state by 2 percentage points or less. In addition to the presidential contest, Michigan is home to a key down-ballot race between Representative Elisa Slotkin, a Democrat, and former Representative Mike Rogers, a Republican, that may help decide control of the U.S. Senate. A poll conducted by AARP last month showed Slotkin with a slight 3-point advantage over Rogers, 49% to 46%. I'm Bernie Bennett.
And on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 252 points, the Nasdaq down 54. This is SRN News. A Catholic group has a problem with Kamala Harris.
Of course, they disagree on abortion and the LGBT agenda, but members of Catholic Vote say the Democratic presidential nominee crossed a line when she decided to pose with members of a drag queen group that mocks Catholic nuns. Catholic Vote has released a campaign ad showing Harris with members of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence who dress like nuns and give sexually suggestive performances with a cross. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's not illegal to talk about your faith in the workplace, but many Americans hesitate to do so. According to a new poll, 9% of evangelical Protestants, 15% of mainline Protestants, and 13% of Catholics say they conceal their religious beliefs at work for fear of others' perceptions. But the survey also finds that a lot of religious Americans believe that their faith has to be a part of their working day. This is SRN News. More bad weather is forecast for Oklahoma, already recovering from Sunday tornadoes that injured at least 11. Julie Walker has more.
Parts of Oklahoma hit by several EF3 tornadoes Sunday. National Weather Service meteorologist Rick Smith surveyed the damage and says it was pure devastation.
People were just outside their homes gathering their belongings however they could because we had continued rain and thunderstorms.
He adds,
multiple vehicles overturned, thrown by the tornado, well-built homes completely destroyed.
He's warning residents about more bad weather.
Again, today we're going to be looking at the threat for tornadoes in addition to damaging wind, hail, flash flooding. Yeah, it's been a very busy period here in Oklahoma over the past couple of days.
I'm Julie Walker.
And on Election Day, western Montana could see snow and localized blizzard conditions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.